have narrowed down our expectations. We have revised it downwards to simply ask for the space to continue monitoring the mining of diamonds, the exporting of diamonds, the human rights situation, and the human security situation of the communities living in and near the diamond fields. We would have wanted, you know, to talk more about the broader reforms of the Kimberley process, but it seems that is not going to happen. So rather what we want is an administrative decision that compels diamond-producing countries to respect that space which we occupy as civil society in monitoring what is happening on the ground, and that we may continue to report to the working group on monitoring on events that are taking place on the ground. Because as long as diamonds are being mined in countries where there are weak governance structures, we will continue to have problems of lack of security, human rights violations, lack of transparency and accountability, and harassment of the communities where the diamonds are coming from. And for that reason, we need civil society to remain vibrant on the ground and also to continue reporting to the working group on monitoring in the Kimberley process.
And one of the main issues that many are expecting to be hotly debated at this conference or this plenary session is the issue of the redefinition of what a blood diamond is. Why is it that some African countries, in particular Zimbabwe, is against this?
This issue is going to be discussed, but it will remain inconclusive in that the Kimberley process works by consensus. If it's going to be defined, I mean the concept of conflict diamonds or blood diamonds, then there is need for consensus, which is not likely to happen.